I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. In New York, the financial scandal stain spreads to currency traders. Four dozen of them were arrested yesterday by the FBI, the culmination of an 18-month undercover investigation into the foreign exchange market. Tess Viglin joins us now to talk about this. She's from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles. Tess, the U.S. attorney in Manhattan calls these arrests Operation Wooden Nickel. Why is that, and what happened?
Well, of course, it's because it's about currency, and the charges here are quite serious, Alex. Conspiracy, fraud, money laundering, and the extraordinary part of it is that U.S. Attorney James Comey says that some of this has been going on for the better part of 20 years. These currency traders allegedly had a couple of different scams going on. In one, they designed something similar to what's known as boiler room operations. And that's where brokers set up shop, make a bunch of cold calls to investors promising huge returns on an investment. Of course, in the end, the investor actually gets nothing. Here, they were convinced to invest huge sums in currency markets and got zip in return.
So that's the first scheme. What was the second scheme?
Right. Well, the second one involved currency traders at major banks like J.P. Morgan Chase and UBS Warburg. Traders inside those companies would arrange currency trades so that they made money for traders at those boiler room storefronts at the expense of the banks. So the banks are the victims here, their employers. What was in it for them? Kickbacks on those profits.
How serious are these charges compared with all the other scandals that we've been talking about lately? The spreading stain, as I refer to it.
Yeah, it certainly is a spreading stain. Well, you know, when FBI officers in bulletproof vests come into a financial firm with guns drawn, shouting, "Put your hands up," apparently happened last night,
that's
not normal. Yeah. And I put the question to Joel Seligman, dean of the Washington University School of Law and author of a bunch of books on Wall Street. He says even though these currency traders didn't affect average investors on a scale of, you know, like the mutual fund scandal, it's certainly not going to help.
In the long run, though, what you're really dealing with is, can anybody be confident that they're trading in honest markets? And at a certain point, after Enron, WorldCom, research analysts, hedge funds, mutual funds, the confidence of investors has to be a little bit battered.
Of course, in this, as in so many of these fraud cases on Wall Street, Alex, we've got to mention caveat emptor, buyer beware. As an investor, you've got to understand and look into the financial vehicles where you're putting your money. Investing in foreign currency is risky, and the U.S. attorney said this morning there are a lot of sharks in those waters. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're following this story, of course, and another currency market development. The dollar hit a new low against the euro early this morning. We'll explain why.
Okay, we look forward to that. Thank you. Tess Viglund of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.